Imagination Storybooks presents Winnie the Pooh, written by A.A. Milne, narrated by Richard Riemann, audio description narrated by Satana Howry.
On the cover, pen and ink drawings with soft watercolors frame a title in golden brown, Winnie the Pooh, by A.A. Milne, with the original color illustrations by E.H. Shepherd. On a low blue wooden bench, a little pink piglet in a striped vest and shorts sits with his tiny feet extended straight ahead. His pointed snout is lifted toward Winnie the Pooh. Pooh, a round yellow teddy bear, sits beside Piglet. Pooh clasps his paws beneath his tummy and gazes up at the sky. Surrounding them are some other woodland friends. Piglet leans out of a window in a tree trunk with his arms stretched wide. In another tree, Pooh falls upside down from a high branch. Below him, Rabbit, a brown bunny with a white cottontail, stands upright on his hind feet. In his paws, he holds a paper with lines of writing. Across the way, the boy, Christopher Robin, stands with his arms folded across his chest. He wears sandals and a red gingham stripe-patterned shirt and shorts. His blonde hair peeks out from under the brim of his yellow hat. Nearby, Puffy Gray Owl lifts one of his claws and stares at it. And Dior, a tubby gray donkey, performs a headstand on a green patch of grass.
Chapter 1, in which we are introduced to Winnie the Pooh and some bees, and the stories begin.
Dressed in blue gingham shirt and shorts, Christopher Robin heads down red carpeted stairs, holding on to the banister with his right hand. His left hand holds a stuffed bear's paw, pulling the bear head first down the steps.
Here is Edward Bear coming downstairs now, bump, 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 on the back of his head, behind Christopher Robin. It is, as far as he knows, the only way of coming downstairs. But sometimes he feels that there really is another way. If only he could stop bumping for a moment and think of it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?